So what the hell have I been doing for 18 months? Listen in and I'll tell you. This is the Amplify Your Business podcast with Matt J. Hannum, where I have candid conversations with inspiring people and turn topics inside out to help you build a business that works for you and creates more freedom in life. Okay, hello everybody. Wow, I'm looking up at a Rodecaster. I don't know, what is it called? Procaster? Can't even remember, but it's exciting. It's exciting to look at it and see a record button over there. So, yeah, I guess the topic of this episode, which is, I think, episode 63 on this podcast, is what the hell have I been doing for 18 months? It's a good question. And, yeah, it's just a good question. So, thank you, firstly, for listening and rejoining me. I haven't obviously posted a Amplify Your Business episode for a long time, since mid-2020. It was actually late 2020 when we last posted a Simple Minds podcast as well. So if you're not familiar with my Simple Minds podcast, you can go and check out the 100 and something odd episodes over there, Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And so, yeah, 2020 is a long time ago. And I have podcasted in between, including with my the business Visible. We started a little 7-minute business stories podcast to help celebrate people's stories. And you know, everyone in business tends to have a story, have a reason. And so I have been doing a little bit of podcasting, but let's face it, it's not been a lot. So yeah, I mean, what happened? That's really the big question. I mean, what happened over here? So, you know, this is, I just thought I would do this episode to let you know what's going on. Let you know that I'm back. I'm wanting to record some more podcast episodes. And yeah, I did consider the concept of just retiring Amplify Your Business and creating a new show and doing a launch and all that kind of thing. But I figured, look, there's a bunch of you that listen to me here, and I feel like you know, it's probably the best place to start. I don't need to go through a whole launch process and all that sort of thing. I should just start. So, yeah, I guess here I am. That's what I'm doing. I'm just starting, taking my own advice, because that's certainly what I would tell someone else that had had a long pause. I mean, usually or often we don't sort of mean to pause, and I guess I was on the I know I was going through a bit of a re-strategy at the time in 2020 with the podcast. And so you're umming and ahhing about making some changes and all that. But then, you know, what we got hit with in 2020 was a different story. So look, COVID's obviously a huge element to this story, but in reality, it's not just about COVID. So, you know, March 2020, things had just started to get a little bit interesting. And my whole family, we were all together. We were flying back from Brisbane or Gold Coast from a conference, and it was getting a little bit dubious. We were wondering, you know, how long are we going to be able to fly? What's happening? We better get home. Lockdowns are coming. Let's take the kids out of school. But, you know, the other narrative which was running at the time, well, the other hard truth that was running at the time is that my wife Tash was starting to get a bit unwell and, you know, quite unwell with an autoimmune condition, broadly described. There's a couple of different specific ones, but yeah, an autoimmune condition started to have Tash losing weight, getting a lot of arthritic type pain and other things, and just generally she was getting sort of quite unwell. That was end of March. We flew home, started to lock down, you know, do all those kind of things that we all, you know, had done for, I guess, the first times in our lives in 2020. And then come May the 6th, a very good friend of mine had a cardiac arrest. Out of the blue, young, hit, sort of fit and healthy guy. And without going into that story in too much detail here, I'd like to, but I won't just yet, because it's probably an episode unto itself and probably better suited to being a conversation. But I was sort of thrust into a position where someone needed to either take over his business to help run it, to look to sell it, or to do something with this business. I mean, he had 12 staff or so, you know, multiple offices around the country, and a lot going on, and he was very pivotal to the business. So I chose to sort of step in and, you know, take a relatively significant role in helping out there. And meanwhile, you know, Tash had, my wife had dropped her weight well below 50 kilos, and, you know, we were having all kinds of tests with her. I mean, they were looking for some pretty sinister things, and we're very fortunate that they didn't find them. However, her autoimmune condition had sort of got out of control and we needed to do something about it. So, yeah, tie all that together, you can still say it's an excuse, because it's probably not the real reason why I actually stopped podcasting as such. I was kind of just like, where am I going with everything at that particular point in time? But, yeah, I mean, I had a very unwell wife who at that point we had a 1 year old or so, and Tash couldn't pick him up out of the cot. She was that unwell at times. A very good friend had been, you know, hospitalized and, you know, still is, from a, you know, severe cardiac incident. And I was helping with that business. I had challenges with mine. We were going to remote work. There was a lot happening. And, yeah, all of that tied together means, hey, 18 months later, I haven't really done much podcasting, but yeah, look, I'm really excited to get back into this, and I hope you are too. And, you know, on the brighter side of some of that story, my wife was able to turn a corner for the better. I won't go into a lot of detail, but, you know, we started to then have, you know, once we started to get her illness under control and better management, and, you know, we started to have conversations about what we really wanted in life. You know, taking hold of Justin's business and helping to guide that at the same time with my own had essentially given me the opportunity to experience like the growth I was seeking. The combination of, you know, those two businesses itself was, you know, I guess fast forwarding 2 or 3 or 4 years worth of growth. And I sort of realized that it wasn't what I wanted. That in itself and growth just for the sake of growing what, you know, the type of business I had wasn't for me. It was also a media-based business, not the same as obviously the digital marketing business that I had or have at the time. But yeah, it was still like, you know, the same thing. And I realized, you know, I've got 3 young kids. I want to spend time with them. I don't want to be sort of strapped to the office all the time. But there was, you know, this was a point where some of the things that I potentially wanted in life became non-negotiables. And it was like, okay, so if I lost a bit of money, or if we lost a couple of clients, or if we changed some directions, you know, this had to happen. So we did. And I guess I've spent the last 18 months or so, you know, gradually fighting myself, you know, because the other half of me wants to hold me back. But, you know, fighting myself and starting to take true action towards some of the things that I really wanted to achieve in life. And yeah, I mean, I'm compelled to share much more, you know, than I do. And it's podcasting's been my sort of major sort of point of sharing between the two podcasts, you know, Simple Minds and Amplify Your Business. But sharing became a bit of a non-negotiable, and I realized I haven't really done a lot of that in the last 18 months, although I have been creating, and that is with the intention of sharing. So, you know, what have I been doing that's different? I mean, I started to make some changes in the business, and I'll go into that in a minute, but there's been a long period of change where we've moved to a more remote working structure to allow some more freedom, freedom of my time, freedom of my employed time, use of more contractors, and yeah, basically realized that I didn't want to be tied to an office all week. You know, I still think an office is important, has some merit, but I wanted to be able to travel and do some different things. So here's what I've been working on as sort of side projects, or, you know, projects that are more driven from, you know, what I would like to do with my life. So I started writing a fiction book. I always wanted to write a book, and I never thought it would be fiction, but I wrote a book called The Creative Accountant, and I'm currently working through the second draft of that book, which is honestly wild to say. As you know, an accountant, I am an accountant, and obviously went down a creative path a bit thereafter, but writing, it was not something I did well at school. It was, you know, it was a challenge for me, and it's really interesting to have sort of written now a fiction novel and be working through the second phase. Off the back, or somewhere during that whole process, I wrote a short story, which I thought was a short story, and then I later realized it was a children's book. But that book is called The Donkey and the Sea Turtle, and I'm actually pretty excited that in the next few months we're hoping to release that. So it's currently, at the time of speaking, it's being illustrated at the moment. So yeah, super pumped for that. I started doing a bit more coaching and teaching. I have for a long time done a little bit of this, and for the same long time, I've wanted to do a lot more of this. We've been very service delivery based in our business for the last 8 years or so, and I wanted to get more involved from an education and coaching sort of standpoint, and helping reach more businesses through through more scale, and you know, using group programs. So I've been running these Amplify Your Business online intensives, where people could build to come on a Zoom call for a couple of days, and we help build out everyone's sort of digital roadmap and marketing framework. That's expanding, and you know, they're starting to happen more often, which is really cool. And I also took steps towards, I guess, really transforming the digital agency I think soon our major focus will be coaching, facilitation, and sort of more education. Not so much education. I mean, there obviously is some education that goes with it, but really it's just helping people to help, you know, themselves and truly build the business that they want and that works for them, because that's what I realized. I had a good business. I had a great business, but with a young family and what I wanted to do and what I wanted to achieve in life, there's just some things I wanted to change. So, you know, digital agencies, not knocking it as a business per se. And, you know, we've done very well and worked with some amazing clients, and I've had many, many amazing staff that have, you know, worked in that operation, but I just wanted to take it in another direction. And that's where I have. So look, there's heaps more I'd love to share and all that, but I guess we'll get to that in due course. But this is the major transition that's happened for me in 18 months. When I've seen, I guess, my wife being so unwell, working with a major challenge with a very close friend. And one thing I wanted to restart the podcast the whole time. And I guess if there's any lesson in this episode, it's probably that. And that there's no reason to stop. And when you do, there's no reason to stop you from restarting. So I'm super excited. We're going to record a couple of episodes today even, which is amazing. And this is the first one that's going to come out. You'll get to listen to the next few as they release over the next few weeks. But I've missed having a microphone in front of me like this, and because this is what lights me up. I enjoy doing it this way. So yeah, it's really cool to, I guess, be here. And you know, if you're listening to this, I'm very excited. So I glossed over heaps, but I wanted to just get a 10 or 12 minute episode out, just explaining where I've been, what's been going on, and some of the things that I've been working on, and you'll start to hear a lot more about that. Because you know, my real mission is that I want to help more people create the business, and included in business is, you know, creating content and all that kind of thing, but create what they want in their life. And yeah, my mission is to help people along that journey for themselves. And it is a personal journey. It's not something that someone can just do for you. You have to do that yourself. But it's really, you know, tying into that true vision of what you want to achieve, being honest about that, and then taking action towards it. So that's it. Anyway, for now, that's good. I glossed over heaps, but you know, what's coming up? Well, heaps more podcasting. Very excited. I have really missed this, and hopefully you've missed them too, or missed me too. But look, I've got a bunch of these Inside Out episodes coming. And I'm, you know, keen to record a bunch of other things coming up as well. And I'm also going to do a content creator series. So I've sort of identified a bunch of people that have sort of moved down this content creation path and turned, you know, turned hobbies into businesses. And whether that's like traveling based content creators who are living off their, you know, off their brands or, you know, others. There's quite a few, you know, exciting people that I'd love to get on here because I am in a marketing, you know, organization operation. We help a lot of people with their marketing. And, you know, one of the ways to do this and do this right is to share, you know, who you are and what you're doing as you are, you know, journeying through your life. And it's a great way to find people that think the same way that you do. So, yeah, I love the concept of content creation as a business, either as a, you know, formal priority business model or as a supplement, you know, because there's no better marketing in my view than the ability to sort of build your brand on the side. So, yeah, sharing who you are, not necessarily what you had for breakfast and, you know, those kind of things, but just sharing, you know, sharing what it is you do and what excites you. So anyway, that's coming up. There's heaps coming up. I won't go too far. Oh, there's one more thing. I'm thinking about putting these episodes out on YouTube. So yeah, I might put a couple of cameras on and just talk to it and see what we go. But anyway, we'll see. Thanks so much for listening. I'm super excited to be back. I hope you join me on, you know, subscribe and share with a friend. Let them know I'm back. If you think I've, you know, they might be missing me too. You know, of course, I'm sure that you are. And if you had have missed me, you might have DM'd me by now. But anyway, I'm still here. I'm still good, and I'm excited to be putting out some more podcasts, maybe even some YouTube stuff. So yeah, we will catch you guys very soon. Peace.